Okay, so the word we drew this week is fear. To me, when I think about fear, I think about anxiety. And I've mentioned this on quite a few episodes that I really struggle with anxiety problems. And I found really good natural ways without even like therapy, without medication to correct anxiety. Now, it doesn't stop me from getting anxious sometimes, but I've found ways to really cut down the time I'm anxious, where I used to sometimes be anxious for days on end. Now, if I get anxious, I can get myself back to normal within a matter of minutes most of the time. And when you think of anxiety, I feel like anxiety is just a deeper emotion of fear. So it's like fear, but like on steroids. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like it's so damaging. It's so deadly because it really just picks and picks and picks at your soul. If you are fearful of something, it is on your mind 24/7. Your heart rate picks up. Your common sense goes out the window. You just really can't focus on anything but that. You can't get your mind off of whatever it is that's freaking you out.
I feel like it activates the fight or flight mode in you.
It does. And that's exactly what it does. It makes you think. It's like your brain almost tricks your body into thinking like something actually dangerous is going on. So your body starts to just kind of go into panic mode. Like, what do we do? What do we do? When in all actuality, like, typically whatever the problem is, it's not life-threatening right that second. It's not like a lion's chasing you and you need to be. That's when like you need to actually be in fight or flight mode. If a lion was chasing you, you're running for your life. But like anxiety, you're not running for your life, but your body thinks you are. And if you spend too much time in that state of fear, you are going to hurt yourself. Like your immune system does take a hit when you're in a state of fear, anxiety for too long. And it's just not good on our bodies. Are not meant to be in fight or flight mode days on end. That's not what we're designed to do.
Yeah.
So it is going to really trigger and really hurt your system. And I guess I just feel like when you're in a state of low vibration, especially like fear, and I really do put fear on the same level as pride and jealousy and anger, is you're easily manipulated and you're easily controlled. In history, masses of people have been able to be manipulated and controlled by the higher ups scaring them with stuff, scaring them that if they speak what's on their mind, they'll be put to death, scaring them that if they worship or praise whatever God they want, they'll be put to death, scaring people to control them.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe that fear is really one of the worst emotions that never really gets talked about. Because you can be a really good person and have really bad anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Where typically if you have a really big ego, you're probably not a very good person. So that's easy to spot out. But, you know, you could be a very good person and be in a state of low vibration because you have really bad anxiety.
Yeah.
And you could just be thinking, you know, I'm a good person. I'm trying to do good. Why can't I get out of this? Because your mind is constantly set on fear mode. And when it is, that's the energy your body's putting out. So your body's putting out negative energy. And you maybe don't know it because you're saying, I'm an honest person. I pay my taxes. I work hard. Like, why can't I catch a break? Because you're always in a state of fear. And that's bad energy you're always putting out. It's kind of a silent killer.
Yeah.
I feel like it really is dragging more people back than people even know. It's kind of like ego. Like most people that have a big ego, they don't think it's a problem, or they will even say, oh, I have a big ego, but that's why I'm competitive, and that's why I'm so successful, and da da da. That's not why you're competitive, and that's not why you're successful. But like they don't think it's a problem. Where like fear, I feel like most people either just try to figure out a way to live with fear or anxiety, or fear really scares them so much to where they run as far back in their comfort zone as they can, where they'll never even think about stepping out of it because they're so scared. And again, there's another like form of mental control right there. If you are afraid to step out of your comfort zone, you are being controlled. You are being controlled by negative emotions. If you are afraid to try something new that your heart wants to do, you are being controlled. Like you are being manipulated. You are being manipulated into staying in that state of low vibration because our bodies are programmed by our minds. So our mind tells the body what to do. And if your mind, your subconscious mind has taken control and your conscious mind is just letting whatever emotions run wild and not taking over. Your subconscious mind is putting out anxiety or that low vibrational energy. If your mind has been putting that out day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, your body is optimized to that negative energy. Mm-hmm. So it is pushing, it's used to it. So that's your body's comfort zone, is negative energy. And then if you try to step out of it, your system is almost going to turn on you because it's so used to you being negative, or yeah, not even negative, you putting out that negative emotion of fear and anxiety, you being anxious all the time. Your body's putting that out and it gets used to that. So when you try to change stuff, the body's saying, hey, this isn't our comfort zone, and it doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. So it will give you situations like that I've had where I'll be sleeping peacefully and I'll wake up and I'll be anxious and I don't even know why. Like, I literally will go sit down, meditate, deep breathe, and I will be asking myself, like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Because I don't know. But it's my body mm-hmm. has been so accustomed to that negative energy, that is fear and anxiety, that it does sometimes slip back into old habits without my brain even knowing. I was asleep. My brain's not even on. And I wake up and I'm shook. Yeah. And like I said, I've broken really bad habits with anxiety, but it does have long-term effects. And one of my long-term effects is I do multiple times a week wake up anxious. And I've had anxiety pretty bad for about 4 years. I can't imagine if someone has had anxiety pretty bad for 8 years or 12 years or 16 years or 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's even crazier barriers they're having to break down. You really do have to mentally stay focused on positive emotions that to get yourself up out of that hole that you're in.
When you're in a state of fear, parts of your brain do shut off.
Yeah.
And they're working super hard because in a sense it feels like it's in fight or flight mode. So not only is parts of your brain being shut off, it's so critical that your brain is activating on all cylinders.
Right.
And to get that to start working in your favor, you need to have positivity on your side. You have to start being positive every single minute of the day to break these bad habits.
Right.
I feel like one of the biggest things, like I, you know, you shared your anxiety story, and I feel like, you know, personally for me, my fear was I would wake up every single morning not wanting to go to a job that I knew nobody would appreciate me for, and my stomach would hurt so bad. But I'd never really quite at that moment realized that my stomach's hurting every single morning when I wake up because my body doesn't want to be at this place. I need to make something. I need to make a different change in my life because I am not happy. I am scared. Mm-hmm. I am depressed.
And your body was, like you said, telling you,
yeah,
hey, you're hurting us because you're waking up 5 days a week and you're shook with whatever you're doing. We don't know what is it shaking you up, but the brain's telling us every morning to go into fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
And then your stomach was taking a hit on it because you would say multiple mornings, like, I just don't feel good. My stomach hurts really bad. And it was crazy because the second you got out of that situation, you never complained about stomach pains again.
Yeah. And this was like instantly. Multiple months. This was like 4 months straight, 5 months straight, where it's like, damn, my stomach's hurting every single morning I wake up, and it's because I'm going to a job where nobody appreciates what I do.
It was a competitive sales environment.
It was very difficult to be in that environment.
Right. And it was very, very low vibration people there. That it was very,
they just care about materialistic things.
Step on whoever you need to get to the top. Cheat, lie, steal, sign documents where you will. It was,
It was so bad.
Yeah.
But I'm so thankful that I'm out of that situation because that was, you know, an example from my end, the state of fear that I was in.
A different form of
exactly.
It. Different than what I dealt with, but altogether it was still sneaky fear masked as something else with you. And yours was in the form of you, like, physically were hurting, where, you know, mine was a little bit different. But for the longest, I didn't even know I was fearful or had anxiety. Mm-hmm. I didn't know why I was feeling that way. And then I just, you know, once I figured out, okay, this is what it is, then it was like, okay, then how do I correct the problem?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we all need to focus on is if you're in a state of fear, you can always get out of it.
And let's talk about that.
The best thing I feel like you can do if you're scared with something is you need to do it.
Yeah.
And this is why I say it. In my opinion, God utilizes the universe that he created to send blessings to us. The best way for him to get blessings to us is through the vibrational ladder. The higher you are up the vibrational ladder with positivity, the easier your blessings are to come to you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are in a state of fear, you basically are scared of what's to come in the future. Typically, people that are really anxious or really fearful are scared about something that could happen. So you are assuming the worst. You're assuming what's going to happen with this job interview is going to be bad. That's why I'm anxious. If you assumed you were going to get the job, you wouldn't be anxious at all.
Yeah.
You would be, yay, I can't wait. And so I feel like the first thing you need to address when you're trying to get out of a state of fear is you need to be confident in yourself. You are not here by accident. You are not here by mistake. You are here for wonderful things to happen in your life. And you are here to help make wonderful things happen in other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And so do not cut yourself short, because if you don't bet on yourself, no one else is going to bet on mm-hmm. you. You know you have to have your own back. So literally get up every morning and remind yourself of the good things you are. Remind yourself that you're trying. You might not be at your goal weight just yet, but keep mm-hmm. reminding yourself, hey, but I had a good day yesterday and today's going to be a really good day too. Start to live in the moment and stop trying to live in your future.
Yeah.
Because you're honestly self-sabotaging by being anxious about something that could happen in the future. You being anxious is putting out negative energy, and that negative energy is constructing your future to always stay negative. You'll never get out of that cycle because you're constantly putting out negative energy. So you are in a state of anxiety and you put out negative energy for 4 days, and then something bad happens because mm-hmm. you've been putting out negative energy, and then you get more anxious and stressed out, and you extend that anxiety, and then you're putting out more and more and more bad energy, and you can never get out of that circle. You have to, like Josh always says, put the flagpole down and break that negative cycle. And the best way I feel like to combat fear is to be fearless.
Yeah.
New things, don't be afraid to try them. Some of the best things that have happened to us in our lives are stuff that we just randomly tried that was new, that we didn't have planned that day, that was outside of our comfort zone, that we thought, hey, this might embarrass me or make me a little bit uncomfortable, but let's just try it. Whatever. Yeah. Who cares? YOLO, right? Like, we have found the best things have come out of us going into a situation where we maybe were scared, but we did it anyway. I really feel like you have to have crazy faith for God to really, really reach you with the blessings.
And you have to be excited at every part of the day.
And actually believe it's going to happen. Yeah. And the only way for you to have large amounts of faith is you have to step out of your comfort zone. If you are in your comfort zone, you're not faithful at all. You don't have faith good's going to happen in your comfort zone. You have to get out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I just start doing stuff that scares you.
Yeah.
Because then when you get out of it on the other side, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be like, whew, I'm glad I did that. Mm-hmm. Or, okay, maybe I failed at that, but I got a good laugh and I made some friends trying that new thing.
Yeah.
I maybe am not ready to completely quit my job and start my business, but I am going to start on the weekends going to apply for classes in the field I actually want to work in. I'm going to step a little bit out of my comfort zone, and I'm not going to be embarrassed to say, hey, I'm new, so bear with me. That's okay. I just think that you can create wonderful things in your life if you understand how life actually works. And it's tricky because none of us actually fully understand. But if you do understand one thing,
share our personal experiences, you know, that can help somebody.
Right. And just like us, mm-hmm. I was very low vibration. I was very low self-esteem. I was very negative a lot. And I got the right motivational speakers. God put the right motivational speakers in front of me. And I focused on the words they were saying. And I made myself listen to them again and again and again until I grew confidence.
Yeah.
So,
because you have to believe in yourself.
Right.
That's the opposite of fear.
Exactly. And if you have to listen to this on repeat of us saying, you are important, you are special, you are here for a reason, then do that, because it's true. I'm not telling you this to tell you this. Like, I'm not a certified motivational speaker, but I'm telling you the truth. You are important and you are here for a reason.
Yeah.
And keep telling yourself that every single day. You're special. You have special qualities that nobody else has.
Because whatever you have in your heart, that's that 1% that you feel like it has some form of purpose in your life, mm-hmm. that is in your heart because God put that there.
Exactly.
And everybody's is different.
Exactly. And you'll never grow without getting out of your comfort zone. And every single person that steps out of their comfort zone mm-hmm. is scared. So if you are scared, good. Because if you're scared, then you are finally telling God, hey, I'm taking a step out of my comfort zone. I don't know where I'm going. I can't see, but I'm going to take the first step. Can you walk with me? And that's all you need. Like, he will show you the next step immediately. Mm-hmm. If you take the first step, he will show you the next step. Yeah. And then just take that next step and he'll show you another and another. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you have the ball rolling. You're well on your way. And you are going to have hard times, but you're going to have great times as well.
Yeah.
And you will never look back and say, oh, I wish I was back in my comfort zone. There's no way, no matter what, even if it takes you 3 years, 4 years, 5 years to get your business going or whatever you're trying to do, you are never going to look back, no matter how far along you are in the process, mm-hmm. and say, hey, I wish I was back in my comfort zone, because you know, hey, maybe I'm not there yet, but this beats where I was at all the time.
Yeah.
Every single day and twice on Sunday, this beats that because I'm getting closer. I feel myself growing into the Egypt I'm supposed to be, the Josh I'm supposed to be. I feel myself getting stronger. I feel myself understanding what I want to do in life. And when I get there, it's going to be so refreshing to see how far I've actually come. Mm-hmm. And you will just feel so much better because our souls were created out of bliss and happiness and kindness. And it is the biggest contradicting factor in your life when your soul wants to be happy and your mind keeps telling it to be scared. Our souls are not created in fear. We weren't created in fear.
Yeah.
So you will be hurting yourself the rest of your life by staying in your comfort zone and staying in a state of fear. You will never get what you want if you stay in your comfort zone, ever. It's never just going to come to you. It's never just going to magically fix a problem. You have to step out of your comfort zone and you have to work to fix whatever problem it is you have or reach whatever goal you want to reach. You have to take that first step.
Yeah.
And like I said, you're going to be scared, but that's good because every single person that's done anything great in life, they were scared and they started too.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what it is you're trying to start, you are going to be scared and you are going to have times where you make a fool of yourself, but that's okay because that's part of the process. It's very humbling when you make a fool of yourself. Yeah. Trust me, I know. Like,
it's just like how society is presented to you because you start to think, oh, what are these people going to think of me? Or, mm-hmm. what's going to happen next? Like, that's something that you're always constantly worrying about. Mm-hmm. And when you worry too much, that's when fear comes into play.
Right.
Because you don't worry. This is completely normal that you have to jump out of your comfort zone
mm-hmm.
in order to succeed in whatever you want to do in your life.
You absolutely.
Because if you have fear in your life, you're holding yourself back.
100%. There's no other way. You're self-sabotaging your life and your mission here on earth and your goals by you keeping yourself in a state of fear, because every day you put out anxiety, that energy is just bringing more to you, making you now fearful of things that you maybe weren't fearful of years ago, or anxious about things that maybe you weren't anxious about. Now maybe you're anxious in the grocery store and you never were anxious in the grocery store, but your body has grown accustomed to that emotion of anxiety and it seeks it out elsewhere because you were anxious about getting a new job, and because you've been anxious about that new job for months, now you're anxious at the grocery store, now you're anxious at your kid's soccer game, now you're anxious at all these other events that you maybe weren't anxious at because your body's growing accustomed to it. You are slipping deeper and deeper and deeper. You need to put the flagpole down, take back control and say, I'm not letting fear control my life anymore. I'm in control of this life. Another big example, and I always say this, but I do have to touch on it. I hate talking about the news, but most news stations provide content that does put you in a state of fear.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Think about it. Why do most mainstream news stations try to scare us? Why would they be doing that? And think about it, answer the question however you want to answer it for yourself. I have an answer for what I feel. I'm not going to tell anyone who's listening how to think, but just literally think about that question, because like I said earlier, when people are in a state of fear, they're easy to control. Mm-hmm. Don't let anything or anyone scare you. You are here for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't let fear of anything.
Yeah.
Politics, your job, your finances, your marriage. Don't go into anything scary. And it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And the thoughts in your head and the words that you speak is what frames the world you live in.
Exactly.
So everybody, you know, has their own thoughts and they have their own words that they speak out. But again, they're shaping their own world in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You need to shape your own world without fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, like we keep touching base on this, whatever you have and store in your heart to do that purpose, that is going to come with a little bit of like fear because you're not used to doing something that's uncomfortable.
Exactly.
You have to jump out of that comfort zone like you touched on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's not possible at all unless you jump out. You have to like put the fear aside and just be excited, believe in yourself, like really truly, like every single day, do things that are very positive to put you in a very high vibration mood, and just encourage yourself all day long and just believe in yourself and like write it down and put the effort and work in, because God is watching all this.
Mm-hmm. And your self-esteem will start to go up every time you step out of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. because you will be growing your confidence by trying new things. And whether you fail or you succeed, it doesn't even matter, because you try something,
yeah,
and you're proud of yourself for trying something new. So even if it didn't give you the outcome you wanted, you're like, well, hey, me a year ago wouldn't have even mm-hmm. stepped into that dance studio.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't know how to dance, but hey, I had fun. And I never even would have went in there a year ago. So I'm grateful I tried something new.
Yeah.
You know, and I really feel like God has the most wildest, craziest blessings beyond human belief for you on the other side of fear. You have mm-hmm. got to get over your fear, and God is ready to just shower you
yeah.
with blessings. Every single thought, dream, whatever that you have had in your heart, God wants to give you that times 10, and he's willing to, but you have to show him you're ready. And the only way to show him you're ready is step out of your comfort zone that you don't even like. You don't like to be in that comfort zone anyway. That's why you're listening to this. That's why you want to step out of it. That's why you have this dream in your heart of something else.
You have to go against the norm. It's not what you're doing.
You have to go against, yeah, there you go. You have to go against the norm, and you have to take that leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And just know every time you do it, God's ready to bless you. He's ready to catch you, and he's ready to show you the next step. And before you know it, your blessings are going to start coming in like crazy.
Yeah.
He is never been more proud of you when you're doing what he sent you here to do. And the only way you can do what he sent you here to do is by you stepping out of your comfort zone.
And just like following what is in your heart, stepping out of your comfort zone is going to look scary,
mm-hmm.
but you have to do it, because God and everybody in heaven is going to be jumping around like crazy once you do that, because you now are going to feel in your heart that I am doing something that I am supposed to be doing,
right?
And it's going to feel so good inside. And then just like every single day you keep working on that positivity, keep getting that mood up super high, like, and then fear is just going to like obviously start to trickle away, but you're always going to get that when something brand new pops up in your life, when you have to step out of your comfort zone, fear will pop in. It's right. just how do you overcome it,
and just dealing with it in the moment, literally dealing with,
believe in yourself,
right? In the moment, though, like when you feel any emotion that's low vibration, mm-hmm. whether it's fear, anxiety, jealousy, literally you have to deal with it right then and
yeah.
there. Don't push it off, don't let anxiety run its course, squash it right there. Mm-hmm. What really helps me is just going to a quiet place and just closing my eyes and just literally taking the deepest breaths I can physically take, and then I literally tell myself that I'm in a state of anxiety because I'm worried about something that I think might happen in the future, but I don't know the future. So I do know that God knows my future, and God has told me my future is bright.
Yeah.
So I need to think that good things are going to happen. And mm-hmm. I think of the best case scenario of whatever it is I'm anxious about, and I convince myself that's what's going to happen. And most of the time that does happen, which is really wild, but I convince myself this is the best case scenario and this is what's going to happen. And if I can convince myself something good's going to happen, that moves me out of a state of anxiety, because you can't have faith in something and be anxious at the same time. So I push anxiety out of my mind and fill my mind with faithful, confident thoughts in myself,
mm-hmm.
and that instantly slows my heart rate down and puts me back into a normal state of mind, and then I don't think about it again and I go about my day.
I feel like faith is such a huge part to like everything.
Oh yeah.
Like in your life, like I feel like faith is like the number one thing you have to have.
It is.
And like you have to have like crazy faith, like you have mm-hmm. to be able to believe it, speak it, and like have it strapped to your chest, because everything that you're supposed to be,
they're yin and yang to each other, faith and fear.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, fearful, you probably don't have a lot of faith, and if you're really faithful, mm-hmm. you probably don't have a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And the, you know, best thing is kicking fear out of the driver's seat and putting your faith in the driver's seat. You mm-hmm. don't know what's going to happen, so it's silly of you to think the worst is going to happen.
Yeah.
If you don't know what's going to happen, why don't you expect for the best? If I don't know what's going to happen, hey, it could be I could win $1 million. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, you, whatever it is, you just don't convince yourself the worst is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly excuse my language, but that's like the dumbest thing you can do is mm-hmm. convincing yourself of the worst. Why would you want the worst to happen? Well, if you're thinking the worst yeah. is going to happen, then you're basically telling God and the universe, that's mm-hmm. what I want. I'm putting out that bad energy. So send it right on back to me. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
If we could see energy leave our body and come back,
that
we would
change
all be
everybody's perspective. Yeah,
we would all, you know, understand a little bit more, but we can't see it because it requires you having faith. It requires you having mm-hmm. faith and believing that the good you're doing, good's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
And again, it's hard to have faith in something we don't see because, yeah. you know, in the world we live in today, if you can't see it or you can't instantly get the results from something, you don't want to yeah. do it. And God's not ever rushed. Time matters here, but time doesn't matter to God in heaven. So like mm-hmm. he doesn't care if you want it right this second. If he doesn't think you're ready right this second, it's not coming to you right this second.
Yeah.
Like you can be anxious all day, you can be prideful all day, you can throw a fit all day, but that's just proving his point.
Mm-hmm.
When I told them to be patient and they moved to a state of anxiety or a state of fear,
yeah,
if you're scared, you don't think God can handle it. And like, I remind myself that if I'm scared, I don't think God can handle it. And that's not true. I know God mm-hmm. can handle it. So whatever I'm scared of or anxious of, God can fix this problem.
Yeah.
And he showed me before in the past, I've had bigger problems than this that he has fixed right in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
The second I let go of anxiety was the second I got an email, and that email fixed the problem.
Yeah.
I've literally seen it within seconds. And you just have to constantly remind yourself, you have to work at keeping yourself at a high vibrational level. It is work every single day. And you have to know that if you decide to take a day off and not work at it, you're going to slip to the low vibration. You cannot just stay in a state of high vibration without focusing.
You have to like build it like every day. Because like when you wake up, like,
is this your habit?
You have to like start building it the second you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And we were daunted from the start because when we were doing things in the morning that we absolutely hated, that set the trajectory for our day
mm-hmm.
where, you know, we were scared. We were having, you know, anxiety like crazy.
We were
like,
snappy with each other.
Exactly.
I believe fear is not spoken about as much. And I have a theory why it's not spoken about as much, why it's not touched on the dangers of fear. But I am here to say, if you're listening to this, fear is an incredibly dangerous emotion that you should be fearful of being yeah. in a state of fear. I am fearful of being in a state of fear because I know how dangerous it can be,
yeah.
how dangerous it can be physically for your body, how dangerous it can be mentally for your mind, and how dangerous it can be from a controlling aspect,
yeah.
from a manipulation aspect. And I'm not just, you know, talking about like anything with politics or anything like that. I'm speaking about, you know, your husband could be manipulating you and controlling you out of fear. Your wife could be mm-hmm. manipulating you and controlling you out of fear. Your coworkers, and you might not even see that they're doing it because you are in a state of fear for so long that that's taking up, that's what your mind's focused on. And just like we said, putting the flagpole down and whatever is scaring you, you're letting it control you. So if something's scaring you, you are letting that something control you.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone control you. You have the power to take back that control, and nothing good will ever come when you're in a state of fear. You're literally just damaging yourself from the inside out.